What if you could transfer 1 petabyte of data, that's 1 million gigabits, in a single second? That's not a hypothetical. Researchers at MIT just did it. The AI boom is generating an insatiable hunger for data and power. And this week, the industry revealed how it plans to feed the beast. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we are focused on a single critical theme, the race to overcome the physical limits of AI. We're seeing a fundamental shift away from traditional electronics and towards a future built on light. Major players from Microsoft and 3M to STMicroelectronics and Marvell are placing massive bets on a technology called silicon photonics.
That's right. For years, the bottleneck in AI performance hasn't just been processing power, but the ability to move data efficiently. This week's developments show the commercial-scale solutions are finally here, creating a new set of opportunities and threats for Western industry.
Troy, let's start with the core problem. AI data centers are consuming a shocking amount of energy. What's the bottleneck?
The bottleneck is copper. For decades, we've sent data as electrical signals through copper wires on circuit boards. But as AI workloads explode, those electrical signals generate too much heat and consume too much power. According to research hub IMEC in Belgium, this is creating massive challenges in memory, network bandwidth, and latency.
So we're literally hitting a wall of physics. How do we break through?
We stop using electrons and start using photons, particles of light. Researchers at MIT, through their Futurik program, just announced a breakthrough, an electronic photonic chip that has already transferred data at over 1 petabit per second. Their target is 10 petabits per second by 2030.
1 petabit per second is a staggering number. What does that actually mean for a US or European manufacturer using AI for R&D or designing a new product?
It means dramatically accelerating your innovation cycle. Training a complex AI model for material science or a digital twin of a factory floor could be reduced from weeks to days or even hours. This eliminates the data transfer bottleneck that currently throttles AI development.
So, what's the actionable insight for executives?
If your company's AI roadmap is constrained by computing time and cost, you need to understand that a step change in capability is coming. The hardware foundation for AI is being completely rebuilt. Companies that prepare their data and AI talent for this leap in speed will have a significant competitive advantage.
An MIT lab is one thing, Troy, but is this technology actually being deployed in the real world? Is it ready for commercial scale?
It is, and this week provided definitive proof. Marvell Technology announced that its partner, Tower Semiconductor, has shipped over 5 million coherent photonic integrated circuits, or PICs, to its global customers. This isn't prototyping. This is mass deployment for AI data centers.
5 million units? That signals a major industrial shift. What exactly are these PICs doing?
They are the heart of next-generation optical interconnects. Marvell is using them in what's called co-packaged optics, or a CPO. This technology integrates the optical components directly into the same package as the main processing and switching chips.
So instead of a separate plug-in module, the fiber optic connection is happening right beside the processor?
Exactly. That proximity dramatically cuts power consumption and latency. For U.S. and European manufacturers of networking equipment, this is a disruptive threat. The era of selling simple pluggable optical modules is ending. The value is moving directly inside the chip package.
And what about the end users, the companies running massive data centers?
They are driving this change. On July 15th, Microsoft announced a strategic alliance with 3M. Microsoft is now the first hyperscale cloud provider to deploy 3M's Expanded Beam Optical, or EBO, technology in its Azure infrastructure.
Expanded Beam Optical. What problem does that solve?
It solves a physical, real-world problem. Dust. Traditional fiber optics require precise physical contact. A single speck of dust can kill the connection. 3M's EBO technology uses an expanded light beam, a non-contact interface that is far more resistant to contamination. For a U.S. or European data center operator, this means faster installation, lower maintenance costs, and less downtime.
This seems very U.S.-centric so far. Where do European companies fit in?
They are a critical part of the supply chain. Swiss-based STMicroelectronics announced this week it is ramping up production of its PIC100 silicon photonics platform on 300-millimeter wafers.
And producing on 300-millimeter wafers is significant?
It's the industry standard for high-volume, cost-effective semiconductor manufacturing. This move by STMicro signals that silicon photonics is now a mature, mainstream technology. For European trading companies, this means a major new sourcing opportunity for high-performance components right on the continent, strengthening regional supply chain resilience.
We're seeing a cascade of private sector investment. What's the government's role in this, particularly in the U.S.?
It's being treated as a matter of national security. On July 15th, AIM Photonics, the American Institute of Manufacturing Photonics, secured a new 7-year agreement worth over $321 million from the Air Force Research Lab.
What will that $321 million be used for?
To accelerate R&D and, critically, to develop process design kits, or PDKs. A PDK is a standardized tool set that allows chip designers to create complex photonic circuits quickly and reliably. This dramatically lowers the cost and time of prototyping, fostering innovation across the U.S. defense industrial base and beyond.
We're talking about giants like Microsoft and Marvel, but how does a smaller innovator break into this market?
They join the ecosystem of the dominant player. Lightmatter, a photonic computing startup, just announced it's joining the NVIDIA NVLink Fusion ecosystem. They've developed the world's first 16-wavelength bidirectional optical link, which increases fiber bandwidth density by a factor of 8.
What should a European or American technology executive take from that?
That the path to market is through integration. If you have a breakthrough interconnect technology, your strategy must involve partnering with the major platform owners like NVIDIA. Your technology must be designed to enhance their ecosystem, not compete with it.
With the U.S. government investing so heavily, what are we seeing from global competitors like China?
This is a vital competitive point. This week, Chinese researchers announced a new world record. They 3D printed 4 million optical neurons, each just 500 nanometers in size, onto a millimeter scale chip in only 15 minutes.
4 million neurons in 15 minutes? That manufacturing speed sounds disruptive.
It's a potential game changer. It could bypass traditional capital-intensive microfabrication techniques. For Western manufacturers, this highlights the threat of rapid, low-cost prototyping and manufacturing of advanced optical chips from China. This isn't just about R&D. It's about a fundamentally different approach to production.
Okay, Troy, this is fascinating, but data centers and optical neurons can feel abstract. How does this photonics revolution directly impact a manufacturer on their factory floor?
Through superior quality control and inspection, Japan's Hamamatsu Photonics just launched its C16795 series, a new high-speed image sensor module for industrial use.
What makes it special?
It uses an InGaAs sensor, that's indium gallium arsenide. Unlike standard silicon sensors, it's highly sensitive in the near-infrared spectrum. This allows it to see things invisible to the human eye.
For example?
It can detect internal defects inside a semiconductor wafer, differentiate between types of clear plastic for recycling, or spot a piece of shell in a batch of nuts on a food production line. And it does this at 503 frames per second, enabling real-time, high-precision inspection. For manufacturers, this means higher yields, less waste, and better product quality.
So, any U.S. or European manufacturer in food, recycling, or electronics should be looking at this.
Absolutely, and it extends to high-end applications as well. After acquiring Fairchild Imaging in 2024, Hamamatsu is now pushing advanced CMOS sensors with exceptionally low noise, as low as 0.25 electrons RMS. For medical device manufacturers, this means clearer, lower-dose X-rays. For scientific instrument makers, it means detecting much fainter signals.
What's the takeaway for trading companies and distributors here?
The market for advanced imaging solutions is segmenting. You need to understand the specific advantages of different sensor technologies, like InGaAs versus CMOS, for specific industrial applications. Specialization is key. Offering a generic high-resolution camera is no longer enough. You need to provide solutions for specific manufacturing challenges.
All right, Troy, a huge amount of information this week, all centered on this shift to optical technology. Can you boil it down to the three essential takeaways for our listeners?
First, the optical shift is happening now at industrial scale. This is not a future trend. Marvell's shipment of 5 million PICs and Microsoft's deployment in Azure confirmed that the transition from copper to optical interconnects for high-performance computing is a current, massive commercial reality. Executives must update their technology roadmaps accordingly.
Second,
a new, complex supply chain is forming.
For Western companies, it's critical to map this ecosystem now, from foundries like ST Microelectronics and Tower Semiconductor, to material specialists like 3M, to chip designers like Marvell, to systems integrators like Lightmatter. Understanding who holds the key technologies is vital for sourcing, partnerships, and investment.
And your final point?
Competition is strategic and accelerating. The U.S. government's $321 million investment in AIM Photonics frames this as a national security imperative. Meanwhile, China's record-setting 3D printing of optical neurons demonstrates a potential to leapfrog conventional manufacturing. Western executives cannot be complacent. They need a clear strategy for both domestic innovation and global competition.
The future of computing, it seems, is blindingly fast and built on light, a critical inflection point for anyone in manufacturing, trade, or technology. That's all the time we have for this week.
Thank you for listening.
Join us again next week for Troy Technical Intelligence. Make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss our next strategic briefing.